Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens,
Sarah clucking,
other animals, and action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, happy Monday, Rockaholics. Steve Miggs, I got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
I found out this morning that Sarah and I are both old lady white knuckle drivers when it's pouring down rain. Do you become an old man driver when it's really nasty or...
No, I like to ride everybody's butt to make them really uncomfortable and nervous on the roads. No, I'm not. I just... It doesn't bother me at all. I'm blown away by how freaked out people get when they're driving in the rain or when they're driving in the sun or when they're driving in the snow. People just get freaked out here over any weather condition.
I was definitely an old lady this morning.
Were you hydroplaning at all?
I did not hydroplane, but there was a couple times I hit like little puddles of water and it sprayed up and I didn't change lanes. I was a little panicked.
That will always get me instant anxiety is when you're driving and you're in the carpool lane and then whatever the other direction of traffic are going and some car goes over the puddle and that giant puddle just lands on your windshield. You're like, I don't know what's about to happen.
Well, I'm glad we all made it in safely.
Yes.
Rockaholics, drive safely.
Yes.
And we're going to inform you.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. And today, of all days, is Lily's day, Dare Danny.
Oh.
Today, I'm pretty sure I got this right. Her favorite meal at Olive Garden is shrimp scampi.
Oh, 100%.
It's National Shrimp Scampi Day.
Maybe
just go over to the building right next to it. Typically a Red Lobster. Fantastic shrimp scampi.
Ooh, I don't know. That is her favorite thing from Olive Garden and Olive Garden's bizarre. I've tried to make her like a homemade one.
Not happening.
But like it's super good. And she was just like, Dad, this is an Olive Garden. I'm like, yeah, no, that's fair.
Tammy's gonna be outside of an Olive going, give me the recipe. I'm going broke over here. Is anyone else weird like me if you don't see an Olive Garden next to a Red Lobster or a Red Lobster next to an Olive Garden? I'm like, what happened?
So backwards here.
Yeah, this is strange. What, you couldn't afford both? It always seems like they're together. Let's talk about the Mariners. We got some good news and some bad news. The good news, they won another series. They are looking really damn good. It's been a lot of fun watching the Mariners over the last few series. The bad news, they lost yesterday. They could have swept them, but they ended up losing to the Arizona Diamondbacks 3-2. But let's not think about yesterday. The other two games were awesome. It was a lot of fun watching that Mariners baseball this weekend.
I was very excited to watch the footage of this, although it was a little bit scary. There were four privately owned zebras that escaped on I-90. None of them were hurt, but the video is insane. So apparently this was near North Bend, and the driver had pulled over to address, make some sort of adjustment on their trailer, and they got loose. They were able to get three of them corralled, and they are safe, but there is one that is still on the loose. I think one is a baby, and three are a little bit older. But again, like, the video is just wild because you don't really see wild zebras running down I-90 very often.
Now, you emailed me and you said zebras were wild out on the loose, but none of them were my family's. Was that a joke, or does someone in your family have a zebra?
My sister's in-laws have a zebra.
City folks just don't get it.
I don't know anybody that has a pet zebra.
I think Delilah, Radio Delilah, has some zebras.
I don't know her at all, though. I don't even think I met her like assistant. I've never met Delilah.
No.
But you have a family member that has a zebra.
And zebras, they can be a little temperamental. They're not the most friendly of animals oftentimes. So the fact that they corralled three of them is pretty impressive. But hopefully that other one makes its way home.
Hey, over the weekend, the draft is done with the Seahawks. Lots of positive feedback from, like, all the experts, quote unquote. Some people at ESPN were giving the Seahawks an A grade. CBS Sports, I believe. Someone on ESPN were saying, like, B-. They definitely addressed some of their needs, which was the offensive line, the defensive line. We talked a lot about some of the guys that they grabbed, but some other people. They grabbed some tight ends, a couple cornerbacks as well. But we will be talking to Luke Wilson. Speaking of tight ends, I have some tight end questions for Luke Wilson. And he'll be joining us at 7 this morning to talk about the draft and how everything went with the Seattle Seahawks.
And speaking of the draft, Jaguars GM Trent Baalke is going viral, not because of who was drafted, but because he let one rip. He farted during the press conference.
I love this guy.
And then addressed it and moved on. Here's what it sounded like.
Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
I like how he just said, excuse me. He's like, where is it? That's so great.
Just a little
rumble. Tweet-tweet. A little gurgle. I actually wound up watching a little bit of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. I kind of gave up on hockey for a minute because the Kraken were done. But now I got sucked back in, and it was because of that dang Vancouver Canucks game. What an
insanity.
The ending of that game was just bonkers, when Brock Boeser scored a hat trick for the Canucks, including scoring twice in the final 3 minutes of the game so they could go to overtime. And I'm like, overtime hockey. Love it. I'm always in for that. Went to the bathroom, came back, they already won the game.
it was exciting. We had to go to my parents to watch it because we're still out of internet, but I was very happy to watch that victory. They were really impressive last
night. So they're up three games to one against the Nashville Predators. And I ended up watching the Rangers game right after that. Man, that was a feisty game. They were fighting nonstop right from the get-go, and that's because, well, the Washington Capitals were struggling just to stay in the series, and they're no longer in the series. They're the first team, I think, bounced. They lost 4-2, and they got swept by the New York Rangers. I'm trying to pick up on a little bit on the basketball as well. A lot of those. I'm just rooting for the Oklahoma City Thunder to lose. That's all I care about. And they're not. They're doing well right now, so I kind of want to see them lose. As far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 52. It's going to rain, so, you know, be careful on the roads, Tyron Daly.
I will be.
Sarah over there. Yes. And the DMD is brought to you by Kia Puyallup, and that's what's up.
We just posted a picture that has led to the members of our show wondering about my box. What does that even mean?
Excuse me? We'll
tell you at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They say a picture is worth a thousand words. Especially these. Each picture captures a moment in time in the crazy lives of the Daily Mix Show. Here's four shots to wake you up.
If you go to the Daily Mix social media pages, our handle is at Daily Mix, you will stumble upon a picture that has four shots, four things that summed up each of our weekends. Migs, I would like you to do the honors of starting us off. Tell us all about your shot.
Well, I started off with mine because I want to make all of you hungry. Because I took a picture of some donuts. Not just any donuts, but it's a picture of our signature donut, which we now have available at Legendary Donuts. If you missed it on Friday, the fine folks, Christian and the group, the gang from Legendary Donuts, which I guess has seven locations.
Yes.
Swung by to surprise us with the Daily Mix donut, which is available at all of their stores right now.
And we got to do a taste test on Friday, and yes, it's amazing. So go get yourself one, Rock.
Blueberry donut with strawberry icing and with white and teal sprinkles to match our logo, which is pretty cool. And I also love the bias that the Puyallup store has, because I saw some people were sending me messages and some pictures, because they don't call it the Daily Mix donut there. They just call it the Mix donut. I think it was just a little bit of a mess up, but it'll probably get fixed.
You're the king of Puyallup. It should absolutely be the Mix in your town.
They refuse to give you any acknowledgement. They're just like, nope, it's just the Mix donut. And whether it be the Daily Mix or the Mix donut, it's delicious.
It's so fantastic.
Go check it out.
Shout out to those folks. Sarah, tell us about your wonderful shot.
Well, Danny and I decided to go to the men's room party yesterday at Olaf's in Ballard.
How was it?
It was awesome.
Yeah, good turnout.
Yes. I mean, the place is like kind of small. So right as you got in there, it was like, whoa, there's a lot of people in here. I'm already starting to sweat. But yeah, it was a blast.
Did you meet Olaf?
No.
Is there an Olaf?
I want to know that too. Is it named after someone like in homage, or is there a real Olaf that works there?
Is it a snowman?
That's a great question. These are all great questions. You know,
I have a friend named Olaf I play hockey with. He's awesome, but I don't think it's his bar.
No?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I was a few drinks in, so I completely forgot to even ask about that. But, you know, my picture is...
Speaking of a few drinks in.
You know,
I respect the trust that you had in Miles to carry you.
I don't really. So Miles, Ted, and I were all taking a picture, and Miles goes, you know, hold up your leg. And I just automatically think that just means you're going to try to pick me up. So I just immediately was like, all right, let's go for it, Miles. And he succeeded, but Miles, you know, he's not the most strong of men. And
he's not?
I mean,
wow. I never got that vibe from Miles. He played football.
I mean, maybe back in his day, but he's kind of like older now, a little.
Gosh, I mean, keep digging it.
And I told him, I was like, yo, I weigh more than you think I do. But
see, I don't think it's an age issue with my fear of him picking you up. It's a sobriety issue. I don't think he's sober. So.
Oh, no, for sure not. But I wasn't either. So if I fall, it's probably not going to hurt much till the next morning. Well, but yeah, so he's picking me up.
Well, he got you up.
He did.
You look adorable, too.
Why wouldn't you enlist Ted to help as well? You have two of you.
Ted was like, absolutely not.
He wanted nothing to do with it.
He was like, I don't even think he wanted to be in the picture, to be honest with you. He's like, can I just go back inside, guys?
Yeah.
Danny.
Ted is the wise man from the men's room. He's like, I'm not picking anybody up, especially drunk Sarah.
No.
With drunk Miles.
Yeah.
Danny, I have envy of your shot. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, Friday night, I ended up getting two tickets to the Mariners game, and it was one of those, like, kind of last-minute decisions of, like, hey, are we going to the Mariners game? And we're like, you know what? Let's go. So me and my girlfriend get in the car literally at, like, 6:30, because that's what time she got off work. The game started at 6:40.
I was about to say, the game started earlier than usual. I was like, what the hell? The game's already on.
Yeah. And so we, like, drove down, and I was, like, halfway in the mindset of, like, wow, we're getting there kind of late. So if there's not parking, let's just go somewhere to dinner. Like, we'll just, you know, at that point, like, screw the tickets. We don't need them. Like, we'll just go somewhere to dinner. We literally found parking, like, a block away for free.
Oh, that's great timing.
Yeah, on the street, essentially. And it was like, I don't know how this happened, but we were like, this means we're supposed to go to the game.
Well, I mean, the timing's great because everyone who was going in the game probably already got their parking, went in. Yep. So somebody who maybe wasn't going in the game leaves a parking spot. So it's not like a bunch of people are like vultures trying to get that spot.
Right. Yeah. So we get in. It was like right during the first inning. And we had tickets up in the fancy
the club section.
Yeah, the terrace club. And so we, no lines, get our nachos, immediately go sit down.
The pretzels are the best up there, by the way.
Well, yeah, but the sauces are even better, is what I hear. So
man, that's crazy talk.
Sat down, had a men's room IPA, watched about five innings. Then we were walking around, saw the Mitch Haniger's grand slam.
Awesome.
Then went to the Mariners store, ended up buying this cool hat. And then I got another jersey because I was like, we got this game for free. Might as well buy some jerseys.
Might as well go broke on jerseys.
Pretty awesome.
But you also, did you get the turn back or turn ahead the clock jersey there? Or was it the one that the Mariners sent us as a gift?
So it was the one that they sent us as a gift.
Because they're already gone by then.
They were completely gone. However, I will say that people were just discarding those things. Everywhere.
No.
Why?
I don't know. They were literally just on the ground. And like people were just like, oh, does anyone want these? Like, we're going to throw them away otherwise.
But that people seems just insane to me.
Yeah, like left them in their packages and they were just all over the seats everywhere.
You would think somebody at least outside the game would try and buy it off of somebody.
You would
like,
think
for like $10, $20.
Nope.
They're ugly. That's why they left them there. I would have left mine there if I got one for free.
You don't like them?
Awesome. No.
You know why I like them, Sarah? Because they got a little bit of cougar colors in there.
Okay.
Well, they the cougar colors are ugly.
Okay? Oh!
No one can pull that off.
But even if you think they're ugly, don't you think somebody would want it? I wouldn't just throw it away.
Yeah.
Like, hell, when I was leaving that one Mariners game we went to and we got the Julio Rodriguez bobbleheads, there were like a bunch of guys outside just like following me as I left. Like, what do you want for that bobblehead? What do you want for that bobblehead? And finally, I was like, well, what are you willing to give me? And the guy's like, $10. I'm like, no, I'm good. And then he starts yelling, $20. I'm like, no, I'm good. He's like, well, what do you want? And I'm like, actually nothing. I was just curious what you were willing to pay me for it. Like, if he said $50, I probably would have sold it to the guy.
Definitely.
That's crazy, though. All right, Taryn, let's talk about your box.
I'm so excited. I've wanted one of these for so long. It is a bat house. And it arrived over the weekend, and we got to install it. So a bat house is kind of similar to a birdhouse, but it's for bats. And you mount it somewhere on your property that is, I think, south-facing or east-facing is kind of the general strategy. And bats will reside in there.
Why do you want bats to come to your house?
Because they take care of the mosquitoes and all the other bugs.
Oh, I thought you were dealing with, like, the Joker or the Penguin. I'm not sure what's going on.
No, they are ravenous little skeeter eaters. So you can keep them on your property so that they do...
Hey, folks, just don't get it.
You can keep them on your property.
But you guys call them skeeters?
Skeeters.
I never heard of
skeeters.
Okay. I never heard anyone call a mosquito a skeeter.
I get it.
Ever.
Right?
It didn't even register what she was talking about at first, and now I get it.
It took
and
me a second,
skeeters.
Too. Yeah. It's a skeeter eater.
So if you keep them on your property, they'll do a really good job of managing your bugs at nighttime.
So that's the thing.
It's absolutely a thing.
It works better than like the candle?
I think it works way better than the citronella. And we had a little fire on Friday night too and started watching the bats. Like, they're back, baby. It's bat season and I'm so excited about
it. How does Barrett feel about bats now?
Oh, he loves watching the bats.
Yeah, because Taylor was actually like, she was very into bats when we went to some, I can't remember where we went, but they had like a little bat exhibit and they were telling you about like what the bats sound like, all this. And they gave her a bat sticker.
Oh.
And I think that's what made her into bats is because now she had a bat sticker.
And they are the premier way of dealing with your mosquitoes.
Do they harm humans ever? Like, are they dangerous at all?
I don't think, I mean, not in my experience.
In Gotham City.
If they do, it's going to be too late. It was what you're saying. You don't know if they are.
I mean, I don't think they're going to fly at you and bite you or anything like that. It's not.
And they're not that loud.
No, I don't think they're, I don't.
If I remember correctly, I think I remember like they had someone play me like audio of a bat and it's like that's what it sounds
what?
Like.
Again? Oh,
yeah,
I'll have
yeah.
to see if I can get some audio. I haven't heard the ones that...
I think they're quieter than cicada.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Rockaholics, how is it possible that hot dogs saved a man's life? You're going to hear from this man that claims it after Tom Petty.
The Daily Migs Show.
Tornadoes have been causing damage to the Midwest since Friday.
Yeah.
12 counties are experiencing a state of emergency. So tomorrow at this time, we are going to talk with a man named Jason Sunday, who lives in Nebraska and was in the middle of a tornado when his roof blew off.
I saw the story of him talking about it. I was like, oh, man, if there's any way we could talk to him, I've never been in the middle of a tornado.
No.
I never lived anywhere where there were tornadoes. Experienced a hurricane, which was kind of crazy to think. But earthquakes as well, but never a tornado. So it'll be interesting to hear from Jason.
We're going to talk with Jason at 6:30 tomorrow morning. So one of the first cities to get hit was Omaha, Nebraska. And a man from Nebraska just shared that hot dogs were the reason that his life was saved on Friday. A tornado destroyed his house, but he was out buying hot dogs at a gas station when it happened. So this is him talking about it.
You know, I was at the gas station getting hot dogs, and it saved my life. So hot dogs saved my life. You know, count your blessings. Be glad there's no fatalities in the neighborhood, I heard, and family's safe. Stuff can be replaced, but family's everything.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, you ever think about those moments where, like, something happens, and then you're like, had I been at this point in my life at that time, maybe something bad could have happened? Like, because I think about what he just said, like, obviously hot dogs literally didn't save his life, you know, but he went to go get something, came back, and who knows what could have happened if he was home when all that went down.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think about it because over the weekend, and granted, when, I don't think it was anything where, like, my life was in danger or something, but I avoided, like, a massive, like, accident that happened on, I think it was on 405. Like, all the lanes were shut down. I don't know how long they were shut down, but I was trying to go to Everett for wrestling training. And usually I would just take 167 to 405 all the way to Everett, no problem. Well, I was about to get on the freeway, realized, oh, I forgot all of my stuff, my wrestling shoes, my shorts, all that stuff. It was just sitting in my living room. So I had to turn around, and I was so pissed off. And I'm like, oh, now I'm going to be late. But then when I was about to get onto 405, my GPS is like, nope, get off over here. And I just saw what was ahead of me, and it was just like backed up traffic. I'm like, and you just get your wheels start spinning. You're thinking, had I left on time, who knows, I could have been in the middle of that.
Oh, yeah. The tornado siren sound, by the way, I've heard it over the phone because I have a sister that lives down in...
What the hell's a tornado siren sound?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about? It's like eerie.
I had never heard it until I was in Nashville this year, and they were doing the tests of it, and it was interesting because we were at a bar, and it was looking over the NFL stadium, and all of a sudden the sirens go off, and I was like, is this their, like, siren whatever? And everyone's like, oh, no, it's just a tornado warning.
My sister in Texas, I've heard it on the phone with her a couple of times, and it's really chilling.
All right, so this is the tornado siren. Okay, that would freak me out.
Right?
I'm going to lower that because it's already freaking me out.
I don't like it at all.
That would be so terrifying if you're in the middle of that and you start hearing that because you're like, oh, crap, S is going down.
Well, also the movie Twister completely traumatized me as a child. So I think I saw that movie for the first time in sixth grade and thought, I'm never going to tornado country ever.
But see, here's... You got to love how the internet takes you down like the rabbit holes of life because I look for the tornado sound effect. And then, of course, this is how my brain works. Just the next video I see is somebody saying, me doing a super tornado siren effect. And it's a guy who's got hundreds of thousands of views because he does a siren impression. And all I can think is, can I hear it? Do you want to hear it?
I do.
Because I kind of want to hear it too. All right. His name is Frankie. And he's like got a ridiculous amount of views, hundreds of thousands of views because he does a tornado siren sound effect.
Oh, God.
Okay, guys. Let's do a super tornado siren.
That's exactly what I thought this was going to sound like.
Trying to hear the most annoying sound in the world.
We are in the middle of it right now, Danny.
Nailed it.
What? All right, nice job.
Yeah.
Way to be, Frankie.
I like that guy. Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He is currently 106 wins, 27 losses, and 15 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.